You're in the mix on 90.7 WKGC FM and HD.
Here when you need us. I'm Tom Hoots.
I'm Caleb Jordan.
And we now have yet another visitor, another virtual visitor. I kind of like this whole virtual thing, you know? It's a very, very social distancing.
Yes.
So we have the PIO of Walton County going to catch us up on what's going on. Yep. Mr. Louis Sevalia. Louis, this is Tom. How are you guys doing over there in Walton County?
Thanks, Tom. Appreciate you guys having me on. We're doing pretty good. We have been very aggressive at closing our beaches, which is limiting our spring break travel, which I think has put us in a better position. But right now, we're just trying to monitor everybody. We're here activated at the EOC, and we're continuing to remind people to stay in small groups and don't go out if you don't have to, and make sure they follow the CDC guidelines. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, wash your hands a lot.
Absolutely. I tell you what, my hands have never been so dry in my life. But, it's the way to do it. You know, we're lucky right now. We're sitting at 4 cases. Certainly, that could go up in the coming days. But a big thing is what the governor's done. I mean, he's a big help for the state with the restaurants, the thing he's done with the bars. And when you look at our area, we're one of the top tourist destinations for our size in the state. Mm-hmm. So being able to have these beaches closed and make sure our locals are doing what they need to do has really been a big help for our area so far.
Okay. Not to throw a big one at you, but do you guys look at an uptick in cases as more and more testing comes online?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're prepared for that here. We believe it's going to be inevitable at some point. I mean, mm-hmm. we're following, like we said, what the what the federal government has said, as well as what the state government has said. As this testing starts to ramp up more and we get more results, we certainly believe that we'll have some more positives. Mm-hmm. But we think our health department here is doing a fantastic job. And our county commission has done a really good job at making sure we're closing stuff down to try and, really, really stop that community spread.
Yeah, spring break in this area pretty much closed down. Our big worry is going to be now is going to be our community spread.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got to tell you what, our first responders, fire, rescue, and police are doing a great job with our beaches closed. I pulled up about 10 of our beach cams this morning that we have access to. And I got to tell you, there's really not a soul on the beach, which is terrible for this time of year economically. We're all going to feel this economic impact, especially from a tourist destination. But from a pure health standpoint, it's kind of nice to see those beaches empty.
Yeah, when I drove into the station this morning, I'm sure Caleb noticed the same thing. There's just not a whole lot of activity out there. There wasn't a whole lot of traffic. Normally, we're waiting in traffic and that kind of thing. But right now, not much traffic out there, which is good. I mean, I hate to see it because I know some people are going to suffer, and I know it's going to be a terrible inconvenience and a financial burden on people, especially small businesses mm-hmm. around here. We oftentimes have live musicians in the studio, and I'll tell you, my friends in the live music industry around here are in a real bind.
Because, the income's coming from performances at these
venues, sure. Yeah, yeah. And so I'm sure the situation is the same over there. In fact, some of these people actually are from Walton County. But is there any message? First of all, I want to let you know, anytime you need to get information out, please let us know, because we're here to serve not only Bay County,
but Walton, Gulf, Franklin.
Yeah, we actually cover about 12 counties here. And if there's anything you or any of your fellow PIOs need to get out, please don't hesitate to contact the station. We can put you on air and you can get your message out, because it's what we do.
Yeah, the good thing about this is, especially out here in the Panhandle where we are, we're a very tight-knit community, not just, individually in our counties, but through emergency management offices and sheriff's departments and counties. I mean, we work really well with our fellow counties out here. Mm-hmm. I think we're doing a great job. This is going to take, all of us to get through this. You guys were talking about, the virtual thing, you kind of like that. But, man, I'm a people person. I can't wait till this is done and we can get back out with the public and move on. But I'm very confident, of what we have out here with our emergency management directors, with our county commissions. Yeah. Hopefully with the small businesses, we go out and support our own. So hopefully when this is over, we go out, we help these small businesses, we help these musicians. I'll be ready to spend some of my money. I can tell you that, because I'm saving up, not going anywhere.
Yeah, well, that is it. Not going to the store does save money, doesn't it? And the other thing is, people have suggested, if you have a favorite restaurant and they've had to close, buy a gift certificate for yourself for next year, next, you know, 2 months from now, whenever they're open again. Go online, go to CD Baby or any other place that you might purchase songs, and buy some songs from some of these local artists, because that's going to be the only money they're going to be able to see. So I certainly encourage everybody to try to support your local here. We are, of course, all stuck in this together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I can't stress more trying to help out our small businesses. I mean, Walton County specifically, we're a little different because we don't have a lot of chain hotels and stuff like that here in Walton County. We really are, individual houses and condo things. And the restaurants are probably 85% small business. They're not chain restaurants. Mm-hmm. So, hopefully we can help these folks. I know they're doing a great job down there with delivery and drive-through service and trying to help our residents. Make sure that they're good. But I think that's going to be the biggest thing on the backside of this. I think we're going to get through this. We'll hopefully have, as many people as healthy as possible, but it's going to be up to us locally, even more so than whatever the government may do. I mean, us as consumers, we really need to focus on making sure that our small business can survive, because they're really our lifeblood out in this area.
They are. And like I said, anything we can do for you here at WKGC, you just let us know.
Yeah, we appreciate it, guys. Thank you for all you do. I mean, working through this and keeping everybody informed. I mean, you guys are the mouths out there, and you have the ears. So as we get anything we need to put out, we'll certainly contact you. But we really appreciate you guys doing the job that you're doing as well.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for taking some time with us this morning.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
That was Mr. Lewis
Savalia.
Yeah, that one. The PIO for Walton County. It's good to hear that they're working hard.
Mm-hmm.